This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. I recently had a dear friend of mine named Marcus who reminded me about the importance to have a good laugh. I look back at the catalog of Be Moments, and we have been so serious lately. But we've had tragic events to happen at home and abroad that we've had to address. And so that's a good thing that we have these raw emotions and feelings. Many of our friends around the world, certainly our Christian brothers and sisters, have been traumatized. And so we want to have messages to inspire and uplift. But sometimes I have learned we have to just take one step back and have a good laugh. And some time ago, I talked about having a girlfriend who could make, we've been friends since high school, and she knows how to not only make me laugh, but to make my soul laugh. If you can find that kind of laughter today, that's your homework for today. Go do that. If you can't find that depth of laughter, go after whatever laughter you can get. Maybe it's a joke or something, but sometimes I've found that laughter will reset the energy in the room, reset the energy in our thoughts. And so Solomon teaches the same thing. And the words that I use to encourage me are, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Proverbs 17:22. Tomorrow, let's talk about our prayer time. And so today, don't let your strength be sapped. Take some good medicine and have a good laugh. And share this Be Moment as always, because you know there are others who need to be inspired.